Unit 4, Recording 4. Speaker 1.
I really admire Malala Yousafzai. Her story is astonishing. She was a BBC blogger at the age of 11, and in that role, she revealed the state of schooling for girls in Pakistan. Basically, girls were being prevented from getting an education, and she campaigned against this and shed light on what was going on in the country. And of course, this got her into all sorts of trouble with the Taliban. And a few years later, she was shot point blank in an assassination attempt. Miraculously, she survived. But for me, the amazing thing is that instead of being scared, she continued to advocate for children's rights. I think she spoke to the United Nations and various presidents. And of course, people with that kind of courage and determination are one in a million. And so a few years ago, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. She was the youngest person ever to win it, at just 17 years old.
Speaker 2.
Rigoberta Menchú is my hero without a doubt. She's an extraordinary woman and someone I really look up to. She's an indigenous woman from a poor background in Guatemala, and she's fought for human rights all her life. Several members of her family were murdered when Rigoberta was still young, and she was exiled to Mexico for her own protection. But the interesting thing is, this didn't deter her at all. She just carried on campaigning against the human rights violations and the atrocities perpetrated by the military. So, obviously, she's a very, very brave person. But I think what kind of propelled her into the world's consciousness was the book she published about her life, called I, Rigoberta Menchú. This kind of alerted people to the wider struggles and made her a household name, a beacon for justice, certainly in the world of human rights advocacy. And she's such a humble person. She's a stellar figure in Guatemala, but you wouldn't know it from her manner and her appearance and the way she carries herself.
Speaker 3.
Someone I admire is Cornel West, an American intellectual. He speaks out about all kinds of issues, like civil rights, particularly for African Americans and for the poor. What stands out is his charisma, and that he's an amazing, electrifying speaker. You can see him on YouTube, or acting in two of the Matrix films. He's kind of like a crazy preacher, but really funny and sharp. And, okay, he has a PhD from Princeton, but he has a really good grasp of pop culture. And when he speaks, he uses all these academic references, but also references to TV and rap music. Also, he's completely fearless. He criticised President Bush, but also President Obama, and I think he was arrested at one point for civil disobedience in New York. He's just a tower of strength and eloquence.